Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I mean, when you look at what Taren's been able to do and who's around him at times or who's been around him, you know, you want a veteran voice and a guy that's played in our system for a few years, and he's done that. And I think Taren's playing really good football, and, you know, I expect he'll continue to do that.
Sean McDermott on Taren Johnson. Ross Tucker. In 15 minutes or less here on WGR, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Heard an ad for Jeremy's, got an event coming up at the stadium, and I thought to myself, I know who's playing at the stadium Sunday. This Sunday, I mean. It's not Jeremy, and it's not the Bills. It's also not like Garth Brooks.
Is there a drum competition or something?
There is a lacrosse tournament that I will be at. Julius is playing at on the field on Sunday. Yes.
All right.
Cool moment.
Yeah, for sure.
I have loved this. I think I've talked to you about this privately, just how he's been into sports since he was like 4 or 5. Like, he's always done something. We did speed skating. We did box lacrosse with Tuscarora, soccer, everything. Mm-hmm. Not football, but almost everything. And, you know, like, it gets expensive. You certainly know this as well as anybody. It gets to be like that serious commitment. He's almost to that age.
Yeah.
And I've just kind of been, when I see him, like, on his own, go practice and go do it, then I'm ready, you know, to open the doors, you know, like.
Yep.
And that has happened with this sport. Yeah. It happened. I got to be careful I don't say too much. Like, with lacrosse, we did not have an easy time sort of finding, as parents, like finding a spot for him. You know, like, it didn't really run through the town. And we're talking about programs that are outside of school. So he's got his device, you know, and he went and found this. Like, I didn't know who to call.
The group that he's playing with, he found.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, and so he and they connected, and, you know, like, okay, all right, we'll take it from here, right? let the parents take it from here. And, you know, my wife went to one practice, and I went to another, and it was impressive. And, you know, he's like, getting out of bed, taking his stick. Mike Lesikowski gave us a net that his family grew out of, right?
Yeah.
So he's got his net in the backyard, and he just gets up. Not, you know, now there's school, but in the summer, like, gets up and goes outside and shoots balls and, you know, works on his game. What meets up with friends, and they play lacrosse.
Yep.
So
that's a good.
That's it.
That's all. That's the good stuff. That is a very good spot. I would say, anyway, from my that is where you want. That's where you want to be. Like, if you are putting resources into it, contemplating putting more resources into it, you want to see that sort of, like, you know, he likes it. It's not just to make you happy or whatever. He's got motivation. It's singular motivation for him. I want to go do this.
Right.
And that's the best.
To me, like, I've always felt that's necessary.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, without that, then I feel like I'm sort of dragging you, or maybe you're not doing it because you really like the sport. Just for the social stuff, he's like that kid. He's very good with the other kids. So, like, he likes to be in the group. He likes to be on the team.
Yep.
But do I want to spend $1,000 to send you to a tournament in Virginia?
Yeah.
Like, maybe not, right?
Right.
So, this way, I mean.
Yep, that's right. You know, I 100%. I don't know if I, you know, it's quite a long time ago now. But before things got serious for Owen, like, before, you know, before he got drafted in the OHL and all that, like, he was still playing Bisons, pretty, you know, not triple A hockey, double A hockey. And, but it was, you know, he's starting to work with David Leggio and Marty Baron and Brett Bennett, different, you know, goalie coaches in the area that have had a lot of success with a lot of guys that have gone on to do really cool things. And but he still wasn't, you know, he wasn't on a big time team yet. He was really nowhere. And but he was starting to show some promise, and these guys that he was working with, all the men I just mentioned, would say, you know, he this, that, and the other. And I sort of didn't want to push, and I waited that year, the last year with the Bisons before he went to the Regals when he was 15. I was sort of waiting for him to come to me and say, I want to join the gym. I didn't want to suggest it. I didn't want to push that way. I wanted to see if he would figure it out. And when he did, I was like, all right.
Yeah.
Planking right, we'll go join a gym. I was kind of waiting to see if you were going to want to take that step, and he did. And that was a good moment.
Cool. So that's where I'll be Sunday morning. You know, I'll be entering 70 lineups, but
good deal. Right.
Got to do it somewhere.
Hope that Wi-Fi is working.
Might as well do it there. I'll look up.
Is that a tournament, or is there one game, or like, what is that?
I think it's a certain
festival kind of.
Yes.
Thing?
Yes. Yep. He had one on Sunday as well. All right. Ross Tucker next. What is it like? What was it like for these Bills playing in that heat? We'll talk to Ross about that game tonight's and, of course, Bills-Ravens. We'll do that all after the update. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.